Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Plato said, "Take charge of your life. You can do with it what you will." I am Steve Klein. In the studio today are two guests who take charge of their lives. Our first Playmaker was a U.S. Senator's political aide. Our second Playmaker is a former Marine. With us today is a founder and CEO of a company that creates an experience while you watch your movie, while our second Playmaker, after searching for the right retirement setting for his mother, created one himself. These great Playmakers are Brian Schultz. Brian is founder and CEO of the Studio Movie Grill, and Charlie Brewer. Charlie is CEO of Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation, and we're going to begin today's show with Charlie. After searching for the right retirement setting for his mother, as I mentioned, Charlie Brewer came to a conclusion. The best way to assure the finest lifestyle for seniors was to create it himself. He thus became founder, president, and CEO of Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation here in Dallas, a nonprofit corporation that operates upscale retirement and assisted living communities in Dallas, Houston, Austin, and Corpus Christi, and one in Carmel, Indiana. This independent Texan spirit is at the heart of SQLC communities. Charlie serves on the board and is chairman of each of the nonprofit boards of these communities and has served as a director since 2000. It's the new one. We're going to talk about that, so thank you very much for bringing that up. I mentioned a little bit about your background, and we were talking before about being an attorney, but we didn't mention the fact that you were a former Marine, and we talked a little bit about that again before the show started. So how does a former Marine and an attorney help in establishing and running a retirement community?
I think the experiences I had, both as being a lawyer and a turnaround guy for many years, as well as a Marine, had a great impact. After my brother and I looked around for a place for my mom, had some interest in that area, obviously very committed to her well-being, and was approached by a friend of mine who was a managing partner for one of the large Dallas law firms. I told him, at that point in time, I was running Southmark Corporation, which was one of the largest bankruptcies, I think fifth largest at the time in the U.S. history.
This was in the 90s.
It was in the 90s, yes, sir. And I told my friend, I said, look, I've got some time. I've been running that company for 7 or 8 years. It was in wind down, liquidation. I said, I'd like to look around, find something to give back to my community, something that's charitable, something not for profit. And he called me a couple of months later, said, I got a deal for you. And he said, we need a chairman for this company that we're setting up, be the initial board member and recruit people to do it. I said, what industry? And he said, retirement community. Wasn't what I was thinking, but with the experience with my mother, I thought it was something that I might be able to do, and plan to do it pro bono, part-time, devote some time to it, plan to build one, which ended up being Edgemere here in Dallas, and someplace along the way, and was going to continue my other career. Someplace along the way, I got diverted and got interested. We built a second one in Houston, a third one in Austin, and someplace I decided I would change my career and do this full-time.
Interesting how something like that becomes all-consuming, even though it was going to be part-time for you. And I'm sure a lot of your law skills have come to play in working with a retirement community, too.
They have. In fact, the breadth of my experience, both as a turnaround guy and then as a Marine and then as a lawyer, have all helped because it's an interesting business. As a not-for-profit, it's very different from a for-profit business.
I'll bet it is. Coming back now to your properties, in looking at your website, which is sqlc.org, and you may want to go there. If you do go there and your speakers are on, you'll see Charlie explaining SQLC, and you'll see exactly what he does, which is kind of interesting, and when he takes a phone call during that video. But it says on there, it's something like 5-star luxury lifestyle that appeals to your 5 senses. How did you come up with that, and explain what that means?
It's the complete experience. When we started, we wanted to provide an experience for seniors that was complete. People have a concern about leaving their homes, which they've been in for many years, where they've raised their kids leaving their community. we find that people want to stay very much in their area. They want to keep their church, their bank, their doctors, and their friends. But at some point in time, it becomes tougher to manage the foundation, manage the roof, do things like that. What we wanted to do was provide an opportunity for people to come in, get rid of those experiences, which can be bad experiences later in life, and provide an environment for them where we challenge them in every respect. We challenge them to be more active. We challenge them to be committed. We challenge them to be involved in what they're doing. It's not you're going someplace to sit there in a rocking chair and rock away. You're going there to be energized and to be involved.
Well, to a large degree, you have a lot of active seniors that are members of your community too. Is that correct?
Very active. In fact, people remain active when you're in an environment like that. What happens typically at home, particularly when one spouse has a problem, then you close the doors, friends come in less, you get out less. In a community like Edgemere or like Staten and Fort Worth or like Mirador and Corpus, people energize you, and our staff does. We've got exercise programs. We've got workout programs. We've got bus tours. They go on trips together, and people get involved. And people slowly, through all those activities, are drawn out of their room and drawn out to be involved in their community.
Well, I was interested primarily in your, I guess it's your life care. Explain what that is and how that works, especially for individuals all of a sudden that begin to run out of money.
Let me explain to you how it works first, and I'll use the example of my mom. When my mom got to be 83 years old, we talked about her at some point in time being interested in moving to a retirement community. She had friends and one here in Dallas. And I tried to get her, I wanted to go to a little bit more of a nicer place, but she liked White Rock Lake and moved to one very, very close to where she'd lived. What we didn't realize at the time was the whole life care concept. And about 4 years there, she was 87, began to suffer some dementia. And it was necessary. And that retirement community only had independent living. So at that point in time, we had to search around. We had to find some place that provided some level of dementia care. And the possibility was it was going to become Alzheimer's, which it did. She lived to be 91 and went from dementia care to Alzheimer's and to skilled nursing. Each time, there was a cost differential, and it was significantly more expensive. We found that in the beginning, if it was X that we paid for independent living, it was five or six or seven X by the time that she passed away.
So the older and more serious it became,
the more expensive it is.
Price went up.
Exactly. The whole concept of SQLC and continuing to care retirement communities is you pay a price when you come in, and then you pay a monthly service fee, which is equivalent to if you were living at home, paying your utilities, paying your telephone, paying your computer, anything like that. But the benefit of it is the price you pay is the equivalent of what you list. If you sold your home here in Dallas in Highland Park and you bought one of the units, and it's called an entrance fee. Your family or your beneficiary would receive 90% of that back. But the real benefit is that your cost per month does not change no matter what level of care that you need.
So how does that 90% you get back compare to some of the competition out there?
Most of our competition are what's called rental. You come in, and it's what my mother had. You pay a rental fee, and you get nothing back. Ours, you pay it down, and there's different plans, but the basic plan is 90%. So if you're with us for 10 years, 12 years, whatever, no matter what your level of care, you pay the same amount, and then your family, your beneficiary, gets 90% when you choose to, when you pass away or when you choose to move.
One of the questions I want to ask is about escalating care, as you just began to mention. I also want to ask, what happens if the money runs out, but we're going to take a break right now. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We are speaking with Charlie Brewer. Charlie is the founder, president, and CEO of Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation. You can check them out. A very, very interesting website, which is sqlc.org. It gives you all the information you want to know about Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation. Again, I'm Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia. Ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
It's been ages since my dad and I had a heart-to-heart, but we did last weekend. He asked if I had life insurance. Can't afford it, I said. He put a hand on my shoulder. The way things are today, you can't afford not to have it. What would Linda and the kids live on if something happened to you? Then he told me how SelectQuote impartially shops for your best rate from several competitively priced term life companies. Well, I gave them a call, and wow, I'm 41 and in great health. SelectQuote found me a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $23 a month.
For your free quote, call 1-800-943-1035. That's 1-800-943-1035. 1-800-943-1035. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
A number of years ago, I realized I enjoyed playing more than I enjoyed working. But I also realized that playing wouldn't pay the bills or the play. So I decided to take the best parts of playing and add them to the work mix of tracking to at least make working fun. All sports involve numbers and scores, so I developed a tool to make sure that I was having fun with my work and I was tracking my activity to give me the results I wanted. This was my game plan and my secret weapon towards sales success. I realized if I could measure it, I could manage it. I began to keep track of my daily activities and reward myself. The result was the correct, consistent daily activity checklist, or CCDA. Many salespeople generally have no idea how to develop their scorekeeping or to develop a daily plan to organize their sales activity. To help them do this, use the CCDA checklist.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to PDCChange.com. That's PDCChange.com. Right now.
And welcome back. I am Steve Klein. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We are speaking with Charlie Brewer. Charlie is the founder, president, and CEO of Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation here in Dallas. And again, the website is sqlc.org because it is a nonprofit. And we were speaking before the break, Charlie, about life care and escalating needs that your, I guess, residents need to have. And in some of the competition that escalates, the prices go up, but you keep them flat. Is that correct?
That's correct.
So what we pay going in is what we're going to continue paying.
Now we do. There is each year we do as called the cost of living. We do raise the monthly fee, but usually we try to cap that at no more than 4%. So we try to keep that at a very manageable level. And with
no, but no matter what, let's say I go in as an active senior. I just want to be in a senior community. I might still be working. I have my friends. I go out, but I live there. But as I get maybe immobile, and as you mentioned, maybe even dementia sets in, I can still get that skilled care as I need it.
Exactly. And there's no – the only cost differential you would pay with the skilled care would be in an independent living situation, you get X number of meals a month. You need all your meals when you're in skilled nursing, obviously. So you pay a differential in the cost, which is $100 a month or something like that.
But at least going in, you know approximately what those costs are going to be.
And your kids, if your kids are helping their parents, they can figure what those costs are going to be. You can project how it's going to be and what what the lifestyle is going to be for them.
We're talking about money here. One of the bullet points I saw on your website was the question: what if I run out of money? What happens then?
We pretty much promise everyone that as long as they manage their estate and do what they plan, then we will take care of them forever. We have a foundation that we formed about 6 years ago, and the foundation basically is there partially to underwrite anyone that whose family falls on tough times and cannot pay their bills. We may move you to, if you're in a 2-bedroom or 3-bedroom, we move you to a 1-bedroom, but we will have a place for you forever.
Well, let's talk about your communities. You have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, because you just opened up in Indiana. Your first one was Edgemere here in Dallas. And as you mentioned to me after I introduced you, we now have the Staten at Museum Way in Fort Worth. But tell us about these. Are they similar? Do they differ? what would you expect when you went to one of your communities?
I think the general framework for each one is basically the same. Each one provides as a continuing care, life care community. But we tried to take the fabric of the community, like here, Edgemere basically draws residents from Highland Park, University Park, Preston Hollow area. So we tried to, when we designed it, we designed something that would be...
Well, fit their lifestyle.
Exactly, fit their lifestyle, something we'd be comfortable in. Staten, on the other hand, is in an area in the Museum District of Fort Worth, very contemporary area. So the exterior styling of Staten is more contemporary, while I would say the interior is more traditional. Not necessarily Western, but certainly has some Western motif. If you go to Mirador, which is in Corpus Christi, it's kind of a coastal look to it. Very coastal looking, very open, very light colors. If you venture to our new community in Indiana, which opened in October, the Barrington. The Barrington is kind of an English Tudor style, and fits very much in. It's in Carmel, which is just north of Indianapolis, kind of like Plano is to Dallas. A little bit, not quite as formal as Indianapolis would be. It's where a lot of the ball players that play for the Indianapolis Colts live. Very nice community, and it kind of fits right into the. We try to fit the culture, try to fit the architecture and everything, so it's a very comfortable situation.
So apparently you do a lot of research prior to entering the community and designing it to know exactly what those residents can expect so it fits within the way they live.
It takes a number of years to really plan a community. It's from opening, I started planning for Edgemere in 1997, and we opened the doors in December of 2001, 4 years later.
You are in, I guess you said six cities right now, and this was going to be kind of a part-time affair for you and get into something in nonprofit, and now you have six. What caused the expansion, number one, and number two, why those communities, why those cities?
When I wanted to do something, to give something back to my community when we started Edgemere, that was my intent in doing it. I figured that we would, and I'd had experience in financing. I had some experience in construction and running companies. I brought in a board of directors. We got the thing approved, and then we got it financed, built, and I really planned to flip the keys to them after we got it open and say, okay, and I would go on with my life. My management company came to me and said, hey, we've got one in Houston that we can't get financed. It's a for-profit. Would your company consider taking it over? I asked my board of directors, what do you think? They said, this has been kind of fun. We've enjoyed it. Houston's not that far away. So we did Houston. And before we even hardly turned around, we got Houston kind of going. And they told me that there was another community in Austin. The chairman of the community was Daryl Royal, former football coach and athletic director of the University of Texas. They asked if I would go down and meet with Coach Royal. He had a number of his friends that put together a group. They had their site.
That's the site. One at Barton Creek.
That's one at Barton Creek, exactly. I met with them, and they said, we would like you to come over, your company to kind of take over what we're doing. Coach Royal stayed on the board, became the vice chairman. I became the chairman, and we opened Carencia. We opened Buckingham in June of 2005, opened Carencia in June of 2007, did phase two for Edgemere in the fall of 2007, and then started work on, at that point in time, we were working on one in Corpus and one in Fort Worth, which became the state in Mirador.
In the Dallas Business Journal article I read from a few years ago, there was somebody else that was quoted about where senior living is going. And this is really the future of where a lot of the baby boomers are going to be. I believe the youngest baby boomer turns 50 this year, and the oldest ones are already in retirement. Where are you going from here? You have six. How much larger can this go? And is this the face of our country? Is this where we're going?
I think in some respects it is, because I think that the more people are exposed to it, the more that adult kids come to visit and they see other parents and the way that they're enjoying their lifestyle, I think it is. I think it's going to become increasingly a part of the fabric of the community. We've built the five in Texas. I've tried for two or three or four years to find a site in San Antonio. I've made several offers. It's got to be the right site. It's got to be the right seller that wants to be part of something like this. Obviously, if they're driven strictly by money, then we may or may not be the top bidder. But because we have as a not-for-profit, we have some limitations. But if we can work with someone like we did the Jordan family here for Edgemere, then when you put the right mix together, we would love to have a place in San Antonio. There's several other places we'd like to be. The opportunity, and we didn't go looking for Barrington in Carmel, Indiana. Another.
And how did that happen? Did they come to you?
Another group had been working on it for some number of years, and they got to a point that it was time to finance. And some of the groups that buy these bonds are people like Vanguard, BlackRock, some of the big institutional investors. And and this was a couple of years ago. It was a tough financing market, and they said, you know, we'd really like somebody that has some experience opening communities to do this. These guys were a startup. And they pretty much said, we'll buy the bonds if there's someone backing it. So my investment banking company and my management company came to us and said, would you be interested? We hadn't really contemplated. We knew at some point if we grew, we'd go outside Texas. But it was the right time, the right place for us. We looked at it and said yes, and we opened in October. And it's going to be real, very, very successful.
It sounds like the world is your oyster with as many potential communities are out there. If you find the right investors and the right community, you can really go anywhere.
I think we can. I think what I've told everybody, I've got a lot of young people on my staff. One of the things I love about this business is I told my daughters when I got really started in it, we're in the construction business rather than the destruction business in bankruptcy. But I've got a lot of people that work for me in all my communities that are very moral, very idealistic, a lot of young people on my corporate staff, and I pretty much promised them that we would go any place that you can fly to in 2 hours, Indianapolis just meets that test, and drive to within 30 minutes. So my staff can go, spend the day there, and come back the same day most times.
Well, it's interesting then you're giving them the potential of moving up within the company too, because there are additional jobs they can have, and it gives them a little more job security.
That's exactly right. And if you were at Edgemere and you want, and there's two of you in your department, and you got a boss that's been there for 10 years, is 40 years old, and you're 30, then where do you go? Well, you got to go someplace else. But with this company, and if you look at my executive directors for each one of my communities, each one of them has served for me someplace else pretty much and moved to the community they're at. So there's a lot of growth opportunities.
Well, if employees stay with the business, that means there's something going on positively there. It's been a pleasure talking, Charlie. Thank you very much for being a Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you for having me.
Charlie Brewer, he is the founder, president, and CEO of Senior Quality Lifestyles Corporation here in Dallas. It's SQLC. You can check their website out, and please do. It's sqlc.org. My name is Steve Klein. We have more. When we come back, we're going to speak with a man that put together movies, food, and experience. His name is Brian Schultz. He's the founder and CEO of the Studio Movie Grill. We will talk to Brian right after this.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House, we say there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
If you're like me, you love animals. We adopted our rescue dog, Annie, and she's brought a lot of joy to our lives. My friends at Operation Kindness do some pretty amazing work uniting homeless dogs and cats with families throughout North Texas. As a nonprofit no-kill animal shelter, Operation Kindness needs our help. You can adopt or foster an animal or donate your time or money to the shelter. Take a moment and visit operationkindness.org or call 972-418-7297. Together, we can help save animal lives.
What if I told you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, Barton Publishing has created a free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. 55bloodsugar.com. People who have followed this plan at 55bloodsugar.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. 55bloodsugar.com is a natural drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. 55bloodsugar.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. 55bloodsugar.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at 55bloodsugar.com. Watch for free at 55bloodsugar.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes medications at 55bloodsugar.com.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show for our second segment. This is Steve Klein, and we're speaking with the owner, founder, and CEO of Studio Movie Grill. His name is Brian Schultz. Brian founded it. It's a modern in-theater cinema dining concept combining first-run movies with table service restaurants. He championed and won the ability to show first-run movies for his Movie Grill concept 15 years ago, opening the original Studio Movie Grill in 2000. Currently, Studio Movie Grill has theaters in Texas, Arizona, Georgia, Illinois, North Carolina, and Indianapolis. Columbus, Ohio will open soon with more expansion on the way. Studio Movie Grill offers state-of-the-art sound and projection capabilities, 100% reserve seating, and an eclectic menu featuring its own signature studio wines, plus a varied slate of alternate programming, SMG with a twist, annually attracting more than 7 million patrons and hosting thousands of special events. Brian, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me, Steve. I'm just excited to be called a playmaker. I mean, that's kind of a big deal.
It is a big deal, and one of the reasons I use that term for the show is I saw that was a, I believe it started with soccer. That's the person that makes things happen.
Yeah, I love that.
And from the guests I have in the show, including yourself, you do make things happen. But as a as an owner now and a founder of this concept, you didn't start that way. There's a story about what happened, but you started as a political aide working with Senator Arlen Specter. How did you get into that business? How did you become a political aide?
You know, that's a long story. I'll try and break it down a little bit. But when I was at California State University at Chico, the first thing I did, I always liked politics, so I ran for student body government. And it became an odd time. It turned out that that particular university owned and operated all the businesses on campus. So as a freshman in college, I was running a $15 million budget. And from the time that I started, I was in that position for 3 years running. We became so profitable that the university president attempted a hostile takeover of the business. And that's where I got to learn about politics firsthand. And it was just kind of a strange confluence of events because the chancellors of the state system were small name state senators who ended up becoming bigger later, like Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, and Barbara Boxer. So those were some of the people that we got to work with right off the bat. And then I got recruited out to do political grassroots activism. And that's how I ended up kind of in the area of politics.
Well, do you have any idea when you began school in California, this is where you're going to go?
You know, I had two loves, which really have kind of come into Studio Movie Grill pretty well. I love musical theater and I love finance. So I have a degree in finance. I have a degree in musical theater. So I went into politics. And the political campaigning part, I absolutely loved. I loved the grassroots politics. I liked the marketing of it and the sales aspects of it. But when it came to actually governing and reading these long, boring documents and making a difference, I was just too idealistic. It just didn't work, you know, quick enough. So as a young man, I thought I could solve the Middle East peace crisis. So anyway.
Well, politics could be entertaining, too. But there's a story about while you were an aide for Senator Senator Specter that you went someplace and got the idea, the concept for Studio Movie Grill. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so Bethesda, Maryland, we were ahead of schedule one day, and it was a tough day. We'd had some problems. So the senator suggested that we take a little break and went to the Bethesda Cinema and Draft House. And it was just a dumpy old 1940s theater with ripped chairs and microwave food. But I had this real visceral, you know, feeling. It was love at first sight. And I loved the concept. At the time, we were down by 19 points. So as, you know, any smart young man would do, I started writing a business plan to figure out what I was going to do next. So,
and then the rest is history.
Not quite. The rest wasn't history because we won. And then I realized what a terrible bureaucrat I was. And to this day, red tape is not my thing.
Well, sometimes we need to do a job to realize that's not what we want to do. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure it gave you great background for understanding how the political system works.
Not only the political system, Senator Spector was one of the most intelligent men that literally to this day I'd ever met, but also knew how to get things done. And I just recall story after story of me making an excuse or telling the senator why a certain thing couldn't happen or why I couldn't get this done in that time frame. And he had just no time for that. And he literally took me under his wing and taught me how to get things done, period. No ands or buts. You just make it happen.
Seems like you almost got a better education working for the senator than you did while you were in college, understanding the realities of life.
It's the best education. It was just such a blessing. And I've always benefited from great mentors. And Senator Spector was definitely a great mentor for me.
Well, you went to school in California. You're running your business here in Dallas. How'd you end up in Dallas from Washington?
So it was a funny event. I was going to do the business in Southern California where I grew up most of the time. So the first investor that I showed the business plan to, a guy named Martin Massman, who was a great mentor and friend to me, asked me not to show it to anyone else. He said, let's do it in Southern California. And then I was in big trouble because I didn't know the movie theater business. I didn't know the restaurant business. So I called up our opposition research guys, found every movie theater restaurant in the country, just drove my car to there, asked if I could work a shift, and offered to write the best practices manual for the industry that really didn't quite exist. So we're very proud to be called the I'm called the grandfather of the industry because we really created this niche of in-theater dining, which, you know, after 20 years of refining this concept, is finally an overnight success.
Well, sometimes overnight success can be 10, 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. I remember growing up where movie theaters where I was living in the Chicago area on their marquees would say, stop pay TV. And this is before cable, and they thought the movie theater was going to go away. But mm-hmm. I think you were at the right place at the right time because the movie industry and theaters was needed to change. And there needed to be something in there to keep it going. It sounds like that's what you have done. One of the things that I thought was interesting, and looking at your website and knowing a little bit about what you've done, if you go to the website, it is studiomoviegrill.com. And anything you want to know about it, including the movies and the menu, is on there. But one thing I notice is it's all about the experience. Yeah. Because a person can go to a movie anywhere. They can rent them, they can watch them on TV, they can eat anywhere, but you've combined an experience. Tell us about how you developed that experience and what that experience is.
Yeah, so it's really the combination of getting out of the house, a great restaurant experience, fresh made to order food, and the best picture and sound that you could get anywhere, sightline, where you're just catered to. And I always love movies, just have had a love for storytelling in general, and I just hated the experience. I would come to the box office and there'd be a young kid that didn't really care if I was there or not. The floors would be sticky. I felt like I wasn't getting a value on the food and beverage. So I kept on asking myself, really, what's the point? How would I want it to be? And the idea kind of sparked when I was much younger, when I was sitting in a theater and I heard a beer bottle kind of roll from the very top of the theater all the way to the front.
And we've heard those before.
Yes. So, you know, what would you want? And when you're thinking about your guests in your building, what would you want to do in your own home? How would you want to experience a movie? And you have to keep innovating and keep it going because otherwise, I don't know about you, but I have a beautiful home theater and we continue to upgrade our home theater system because it reminds me how important it is to stay ahead and always have the best picture, always have the best sound, always have the best sight lines. And then you don't have to clean up after. So the food has to be high quality, gourmet, fresh made to order food, and at a good value.
You can eat anywhere, but you need to have something special where you are too. I understand your people get some special training. I'm not going to ask you that question right now because we're going to go to a break. We're going to also talk about the history of Studio Movie Grill and where it started in the Granada Theater on Lower Greenville. But that's going to come after our break. This is Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. We are speaking with Brian Schultz. Brian is the founder, owner, and CEO of Studio Movie Grill. We're going going to find out how it started and the training when we come back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Ladies and gentlemen, a brand new year is here. Is your hair stronger, healthier, and fuller? Are you still losing your hair in the brush or in the shower? Amy Shadroff here. Provia is an all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and more. Tom from Arizona has written to the company saying, "I have been using Provia for the last 2 months and the results are amazing. I have been seeing my hair growing back and it comes in thicker every day. Absolutely wonderful. Even my wife comments on how great I look." Provia attacks the main three reasons for thinning hair and reactivates your aging follicles. You will get the compliments guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-866-1257. Provia works for both men and women and it's safe for color and treated hair. So call 1-800-866-1257, order Provia today and receive the brand new Provia Super Concentrate for faster, more noticeable results absolutely free. 800-866-1257, 800-866-1257.
Here's Steve Klein, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, with another excerpt from his book.
Most salespeople have CDA, consistent daily activity, but it isn't necessarily correct daily activity. No matter what we do for a living, we all eventually get into a groove, but that groove isn't necessarily planned. We begin to get off track by letting things we have no control over get in our way. We're no longer in control of ourselves. Everything and everyone else is now controlling us. Don't let this continue to happen to you. Take your life back. Your first step toward getting back on track is to determine what results you want. These results will control your behavior, which in turn affects your attitude, which allows outside information to impact you. If you first decide what results you want in your life, or at least through next year, then you can control what information affects your attitude and behavior to get the results you've been focused on. Information in will control your attitudes, which controls your behavior and gives you your results.
To get more information about Steve's book or to order Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, go to pdcchange.com. That's pdcchange.com right now.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, speaking with Brian Schultz, the founder, owner, and CEO of Studio Movie Grill, and you can go to studiomoviegrill.com to get a list of all the different movies at all the different locations, which we'll talk about in a moment, and also the menu to know what you can eat while you're at Studio Movie Grill. But one of the questions I asked Brian before we took the break was about the special training. I was asking about the experience, because to a large degree, when you go into any restaurant, you need to have an experience. But what type of special training do your wait staff get?
Are you speaking about the ninja training?
The ninja training would be a big part of what I'm talking about.
Well, think about it this way. I work shifts usually about once a month to make sure that I'm in touch with what the experience is. And sometimes I'll put on a pedometer. So on a busy Saturday when I work the shift, I might walk 12 to 14 miles. So starting off,
that's a tremendous amount of walking in a small building.
Yeah. And then it's a lot of steps too, because we have stadium seating. So when you start to think about it, the very first step in training is teaching everyone how to stretch properly, because otherwise their legs are really going to be painful. But, you know, knowing about food, knowing about wine, knowing how to serve people in the dark are all things that are really critical. And then when you get to the front, being a concierge, like the test to be a box office attendant is to love movies. And, you know, I really learned that. And a good example, you know, back in the day is Home Depot, where they used to really be so knowledgeable about any fix-it. It was people from the field. And then they started to cut labor. They started to cut the expertise and they went away from that. Same thing with Blockbuster and Dallas Company. So we're very, very careful to differentiate ourselves from our competitors by making sure that we have movie lovers in the building and that they know about our product and how to serve it quickly and efficiently. Because some of our guests that haven't been or future guests would think that it might be distracting to watch a movie and have food service. So it's very important that we really optimize that experience to mix the two together and make sure it's never distracting.
Well, I read in a Dallas Business Journal article, one of your answers to the question of special training was the waitstaff uses handheld technology to put the orders in, but you also teach them how to kneel down to speak to the customer too. Is that part of the ninja training?
That's definitely part of the ninja training. A funny story. As I was working a shift, I like to work it with our newest employee to see how the training is to do some quality control. And as I get older, you know, your knees start to make noise and whatnot. So I bent down and I was doing this noise. And this 18-year-old young lady was so sweet. She said, Mr. Schultz, do you need an ambulance?
Oh, no.
So then I kind of was a little bit more careful about how far I bent down when I was doing those shifts. So.
Yeah, sometimes that's a little bit embarrassing. What about the little red button?
You know, the red button has been one of the things that has allowed us to go to different cities, because not only does it signal service so that the customer can get a better experience, it also allows us to measure how each server does. So we have a logarithm where we can judge performance. So it's allowed us to have consistency over multiple states, multiple cities, and scale the business effectively.
And we're in Dallas, Texas. Let's talk about your locations. Talk about where you are located, so someone, if they get the urge tonight, can go out and watch a movie and have dinner.
Yeah, you know, we found this out just recently, which I'm a little embarrassed that I didn't know that. But you know, Studio Movie Grill is the only Dallas-based movie theater chain. So
that's
I thought
amazing.
That was really cool. So we love Dallas and we love the city. So in our city of Dallas, we have a location at Royal Lane in 75. We have a location at Spring Valley in 75. And then we have a location at 35 and Northwest Highway. Those are our Dallas city proper. And then we're also in Arlington, Plano, and Louisville.
The movies are first run. Yep. And you can check the movies out again on Studio Movie Grill. And I'm seeing as they flip through, you can see some of that. But tell us about the menu. What am I expecting when I do order? Oh, let me go back a little bit. Let's talk about the entire experience. When I purchase a ticket, how do I do that? And how does it become 100% reserved seating?
Well, when you go online, you can order. You can just go ahead and purchase your ticket, and you pick the exact seat that you want to sit in. When you go up to
So similar to an airline, some seats are taken, some seats are open. Is that correct?
I would use a more positive experience than my airline experiences lately.
Right.
But yeah, it is similar that you can pick your exact seat and it's a first come, first serve, which is great. But, you know, everything that we do is about removing stress. We're so busy. We have our, you know, iPhones, our iPads. We have a constant news feed. We're listening to the radio. We're watching TV. We're always multitasking. And this is a chance to make it simple. How can you make it simple? Well, you know where your seat's going to be. You're not having to rush. How can we make it simple? We cut down the number of steps on the website. How can we make it simple? You don't need to get dinner before or after or eat a junky meal. You can have a high-quality, fresh-made-to-order meal that if you want to be on the healthier side, that's great. If you want to indulge with comfort foods, we have that covered too. If you want a little bit of an alcoholic beverage or some great Studio Movie Grill wine, you know, that's great too. So we try and make it easy, stress-free, because, you know, people's lives seem to be getting super, super busy, and it can help differentiate, because this idea of storytelling is so important at the core of what we do, and being able to learn stories, and movies really are the storytelling of our time.
This becomes a great date night too, because people linger at the Studio Movie Grill because you have the bar in the lobby. And they can socialize. It becomes a place to be. And I can see spending 4 or 5 hours there before, during, and after. Is that what you see from a lot of your patrons?
Yeah, so we're going from being a straight movie theater to really a community gathering place. And whether it's at the bar, whether it's in the loungers, whether it's having a meal in the lobby, it's great. But, you know, it's not just for adult dates. Family is a big part of what we do, too. And the kids love it because they can order their own food. They can sit a little bit separate. The parents sit behind. So it's a great place to take a family, too. So I'm really proud of that, as I have 4 kids myself. They help me in the shaping of some of that.
You're talking about the kids. Tell us about SMG with a twist.
Well, you know, I'm lucky Lynn's actually with me in studio today, and she's been just so instrumental in putting that program together for us. As we talk about opening hearts and minds to stories, SMG with a twist allows us to really integrate with communities and serve the communities effectively. So it's less about what we think is important and more about what our local community thinks is important. Like things come to mind, like content that we did called Girl Rising. And a lot of local schools, specifically girls' schools, got behind that. Or we've had things about Weight of the Nation, overeating, Race to Nowhere, about stressing kids out too much. So the community brings this information to the forefront, or content in a documentary, and then we are able to serve it. And since we were talking about the Marines earlier, we did a great event in Houston for a lone survivor. Marcus Luttrell came, and it benefited. It was a surprise screening, and it was a fundraiser where he actually raised funds through our studio Movie Grill to support the widows of his team.
That's fantastic.
These are great things that we can do in the community. And you can read a book, you can do a lot of different things, but when it's brought to the 60-foot big screen with unbelievable sound, these stories can really get ingrained and can teach us a lot about, you know, the stories of our time.
Sure, absolutely. I'm looking at your website now under menu, and it shows Habitat, Dallas Area Habitat for Humanity, with a dollar for every dessert. Purchase now through January 31st will support the Habitat for Humanity build. So you are involved with a lot of nonprofits also to help them.
Yeah, and that's really important to us as we integrate into communities. But, you know, you have to ask yourself your question, you know, do you have meaningful work? And for 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, or for a lifelong career, having meaningful work is at the core of having just a great, happy staff. And it's really my pleasure to be able to give back to every community we go into.
Well, let's go to the happy staff, because one of the questions was about the one big thing that made your business a success. And for most people, that would probably be the merging of movies and a great meal experience. But that's not necessarily what your answer is. Tell us about that one big thing.
Yeah, as you develop, you start a business and it goes through a lifestyle. You start by just trying to survive and make it happen and get some sort of adoption with the concept. But when we started to deploy what we call the stakeholder model, where every decision we make is based on it being good for all the stakeholders, including our employee team, our guests, our investors, our community, and our vendors, it's really been the unlocking move that's allowed us to really grow, and weighing that and valuing each one of those stakeholders equally.
So what do you do? How do you keep your employees? What special things? I mean, you have the ninja training for them, and that just has visions of them really pushing themselves to really learn that. But what happens? How does an employee incorporate Studio Movie Grill into their lives?
Well, there has to be a career growth plan, of course. And I think last time we checked, we had 32 employees that had been with us over 10 years. So in the restaurant business, that's pretty miraculous. But a lot of it starts with orientation, mm-hmm. and really just caring about your people. And when you care about this team and you're doing meaningful work, people want to continue to do that. It's kind of, unfortunately, it's a little bit unique in today's society. And people are really tying into that. And especially the younger generation, that 18 to 20, maybe 25, meaningful work is really at the core of what motivates them.
And for a lot of kids, this is their first job. And so you're moving in the right direction. You know, about the last half minute or so that we have a lot of entrepreneurs and business owners listening. You've had a successful business for the last 15 plus years. What does it take to be successful? What one thing could you pinpoint as the reason why someone can be a failure or a success?
I would say not to be afraid to fail. I've failed so many different times, and you have to have a short memory on those failures and just get back up and be consistent and resilient and keep on knocking it out, because literally every failure I make is one step closer to the right solution.
And apparently not giving up on that dream, because if something does fail, you look at something else and do it again and keep going until you get it.
Yeah, and it's been fun. And, you know, as we move forward in the business, really the dream is about all the stakeholders and not no longer just about one thing or a new location. As we grow nationally, it's really about making sure that our team is having a great life, that our guests are, you know, we're doing something for their lives as well as our community and vendors. And investors.
Brian, thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. Fantastic information.
Thank you for making me a playmaker.
Yes, well, it was before you came on the show, and yes, you are a playmaker. Brian Schultz, founder, owner, CEO of Studio Movie Grill. My name is Steve Klein. You can go to studiomoviegrill.com or our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com, and check our guests, and we'll see you soon.
I'm Jill Kumnock, CEO of the Ronald McDonald House of Dallas, which is the house that love built. Your support helps provide a home away from home for the families of seriously ill or injured children who come to Dallas area hospitals for medical treatment. Your gift, regardless of the amount, supports RMHD families so that they can focus on what really matters, their child's healing. That's why at Ronald McDonald House we say, there is strength in numbers and it starts with you. For more information, visit rmhdallas.org.
Operation Kindness is the oldest and largest no-kill animal shelter here in North Texas. Each day, its staff and volunteers care for an average of 300 homeless dogs and cats in its shelter in Carrollton, plus 100 more animals living in foster homes throughout the Metroplex. Learn how you can adopt, donate, or volunteer with this nonprofit group by visiting their website at operationkindness.org or by calling 972-418-7297. operationkindness.org.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Imagine being 6 years old and confined to a wheelchair. Imagine being 50 years old with a medical condition that can't be fixed with medication. Now, imagine the same individuals enjoying a special place to ride a horse, go for a swim, or fly down a zip line. No barriers. No one stares at your disability. The no's turn into yeses. Since 1947, Camp Summit has offered a unique program which offers campers a wide variety of traditional camp activities at a facility that allows even a person in a wheelchair to ride a horse or go down a zip line. Your financial gifts help bring the camp experience to those special individuals. Help turn the no's into yeses by donating whatever you can to Camp Summit through a link on the Camp Summit website. Visit campsummittx.org. That's campsummittx.org for more information. Or call 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900.
KLIF.
KLIF Dallas.